Hi, what you doing? Ooh, working on your truck, huh? Oh, I can see that now. Look how filthy you are. I mean, no offense. At least you have those gloves on. Why are you doing it here? Oh, fair. My dad and brother do have an ungodly amount of tools in here. What's that? Engines have air filters? Who knew? What about that? What does a PCV valve do? Huh. Yeah, I don't actually care. I just like looking at you all covered in dirt and grease. Looking at the muscles flexing in your forearms while you work. Whoa, easy now. I'm just feeling your arms. What's the matter? Don't you like the feeling of a girl's small hands on your big, strong arms while you do manly work like fixing up your truck? Well, sure, it's not inherently manly to work on a truck, but you look pretty manly doing it. I like big, strong, manly men. Ooh, your biceps are big too. Gosh, don't look so scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. No, actually, I thought I'd come out here and help you. No, silly, not with the truck. Although, if you had a flashlight or something I could hold for you, I would. But that is the extent of what I can do to help with your truck. Oh, you really want to know what I want to help you with? Don't know. I feel like you're pretty far away from me. Here, let me just step over these tools so I can stand right in front of you. I like when you look down at me like that. What? I like being close to you. You're cute. Ugh, I'm not being weird. I'm being nice. So nice, in fact, that I'm here to help you get over your ex. Yeah, my brother told me last night. It sounds like you were pretty heartbroken. Here, let me just fix the front of your shirt here. Is that true? Is your heart hurting after that bitch left you? Fuck her. You don't need her. You know what'll make you feel so much better? Here, take these stupid gloves off. Give me your hands. There you go, my tits. Hey, don't pull away. Give me your hands back. See, there you go. Don't your best friend's little sister's tits make you feel better? Squeeze them. Come on. Oh, that's it. See, I've been sad too. I've had this crazy idea for a while now, and there's been no one to help me with it until now. You see, I think you would be perfect. What? Don't back away from me. I'm just trying to help us both out here. I'm sure you're very lonely nowadays. And my brother did say it's been like a week, so I bet you haven't come for at least that long, huh? Oh, you're funny. I've said far dirtier things than that to the right people before. Come on. Don't pretend like you haven't thought about it. About me. You've known me for years now. And I know you think I'm hot. I mean, you've seen me dressed up all sexy to go out dancing. You've seen me lounging in the sun in tight, skimpy little bikinis. Hell, you've seen me walk around the house in my underwear. And I always make sure they're the sexy lingerie types of panties and bras when you're around. I like putting on a show for you. I like watching your eyes crawl all over my body. Like right now. I knew you were out here, so I changed into these slutty, tight little short jean shorts. God, half my ass is hanging out. And this tiny little white tube top with no bra. I caught you staring at my nipples the second I walked in. Wore it just for you. I know you've spied my pierced nipples before, so I made sure to wear something you could really see them through. There's just something about teasing my big brother's best friend. Hell, you are practically a big brother to me too. But you are the kind of big brother whose cock I can suck and fuck. See, you're saying to stop, but your dick is rock hard. So do you really mean that? Do you really want me to stop reaching into your pants? To stop stroking you over your boxers? What? Cat got your tongue? Yeah, my brother and my dad are in the kitchen, right on the other side of that door. So what? You're saying it like it's a problem for us, but I think it's more of a problem for you. Meaning? Here, let's just pull these down so your big throbbing cock can spring free. Anyway, I mean, it's a you problem because if you don't work with me here, I'll scream for my brother or my dad to come in here. It won't matter that I'm dressed like a little whore or that I'm willingly on my knees in front of you. What will matter is that you've got your cock out in front of my face. I'm my daddy's good little girl. You would never, ever believe that I came out here to use you. I like you far too much to see what my daddy or my brother really would do to you. Especially. Oh, is that good? Hard to deny me now, huh? Especially now that my lips. Are wrapped around this fat cock of yours. And my tongue is swirling around you. Oh, now that I'm deep throating this huge dick. Enough to make my eyes water. Oh, God, if they came out here right now to see me. Crying on your cock. Oh, nah. That would be no good. What do I want? Oh, is that any way to speak to the young lady who is spoiling your cock right now? What I want is for you to fuck me in my daddy's garage. Right over there, actually. Yeah, you're gonna lift me up and sit my nice round ass on top of that big craftsman tool thing. You're gonna pump that massive cock into my tight little hole. Come on. Follow me. Come on. Oh, shush. It'll be quick and dirty. Put your arms around me. Ugh, God, I really need you to get with the picture here. Put your arms around me, or I'll scream. There. Ugh, quit making me feel like the bad guy. I can literally feel your dick throbbing against my stomach. We both know you want it, so drop the "you're my best friend's little sister" charade. Reach down and grab my ass. Yeah, there you go. Fucking squeeze it. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Lift me up. Perfect. Now let me just unbutton these. I'm just gonna lift my hips and slide. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention I'm not wearing any panties under these, so... Have at me. Come here. See? Oh, now my legs are wrapped around your waist. You couldn't back up if you tried. Oh, this is perfect. I'm gonna spit onto my hand and reach down and rub it onto the head of your cock. That's it. Let me guide that thick dick right into my warm, wet little hole. Oh, don't worry about a condom. Don't even worry about it. Why don't you pull this little tube top down so you can properly appreciate my tits, Oh, there. Now you're getting into it. That's it. Oh, just look at my tits. You like those perky little pierced nipples, huh? Just focus on those then while I rub the head of your cock between my lips. While I use your dick to rub my slit. You can forget that I'm your best friend's little sister and that you're not wearing a condom while I guide your cock into me. Fuck, you're so big. I knew I picked the right person for this. It had to be someone I was gonna enjoy fucking until the job was done. What job? Oh, have I not told you yet? You're gonna fuck a baby into me. Easy now. I'm not letting you go. No, I'm not. Oh, you feel how tightly my legs are wrapped around you, right? Even if you pull away now, I'll just wrap my arms around your neck and go with you. I'm not letting go of you. No, not until your big, backed up load of cum has been sprayed all over my fucking womb. Hey, I'm not fucking joking. If you don't do what I'm telling you to do, I'll scream. I'll cry. I'll tell them you fucking raped me. That you tore my shorts off. You ripped my shirt down and forced your big, thick cock into my tight little hole. I'll tell them I didn't want it. That I tried to tell you to stop. You're practically my big brother. That what you're doing is wrong. I'll tell them I should have known better. Because you've made advances toward me in the past. I shouldn't have come out here dressed like this. Oh, and they'll feel so sorry for me. They'll tell me not to blame myself. And they'll blame you. And they'll be so, so mad at you. Oh, you don't want that? Well, silly, then keep pumping that cock into me and we can be done this even sooner. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Fuck me. Oh, and I'm tight, aren't I? So tight and so wet. Oh, I know I feel good on your cock. I know you like it. You've wanted to know what I would feel like wrapped around you for years, haven't you? Can you feel that? Can you feel my juices leaking down your shaft? Oh, they're leaking down between my ass cheeks. I'm gonna leave a little puddle on Daddy's tool chest. Oh, that's it. Yeah, keep fucking me. I need that cum. I need it. I need you to knock me up. To breed me. I've been obsessed lately. Ever since Steph got pregnant. Oh, I want a baby of my own. Yeah, and I want you to give it to me. God, our baby will be so cute. Fuck, and I'm gonna be a sexy pregnant woman, aren't I? Yeah, keep bumping into me. Oh, swollen belly, round and full of life. Heavy, milk-filled tits. When I start leaking milk, oh, how feminine and natural. You could drink it, you know. I'd let you. Fuck, I have to be quiet. Oh, God, that's it. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me until you're ready to explode in me. I need you to fill my needy little cunt with cum. I want to feel you spray the walls of my cervix with your seed. That's it. Oh, that's it. Be a good boy and use my pussy to make your perfect cock cum. See? Oh, you're doing so good. I'm so glad I don't have to pretend that you raped me. I don't have to cry out for my brother or my dad to come and save me from you. Fuck. No. I just get to feel you stretch and fill me with your cock. And soon I'll get to feel your hot, sticky cum shoot deep inside of me. I'm gonna leave it in me for as long as I can, too. Oh, I want to make sure the chances of getting pregnant are as high as possible. I'll walk around with your cum slowly leaking from me. I'll walk right past my dad and my brother in the kitchen. Oh, right to my bedroom so I can put my legs up and feel your seed pool inside of me. Oh, fuck me, that's it. Are you getting close? Yeah. Oh, are you ready to fill me up? To fuck a baby into me? Oh, come on now. Cheer up about it. You're gonna breed me. Oh, that's it. Keep going. Shh. Just keep fucking me. Yeah, breed me. Yes. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come too. Can you feel my pussy milking your cock for all that precious, valuable cum? Yeah, breed me. Breed me. Fuck a baby into me. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Oh, that was so much cum. spilling out of me already. My pussy is overflowing with it. Thank you. I needed that. I needed to come, but more importantly, I needed that load of cum from you. So good job. Help me down. Thank you. Now, I'm gonna put these back on and make my way upstairs so I can put my legs up. You might want to pull your pants back up and get back to work before somebody comes in asking questions. Also, it's like pretty statistically difficult to get pregnant, so it's likely we're going to have to try a few more times. The rule still applies, so don't get any funny ideas about avoiding me. I can still cry rape days, weeks, months after the fact. But I won't have to, because you're gonna breed me, aren't you? Okay, see ya.